This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Mesa County is about to become the largest county in Colorado to lift all COVID restrictions. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Starting Friday, Mesa County, which includes Grand Junction, won't enforce masks, social distancing, or limited capacity numbers at businesses. Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, stresses that state and federal buildings will still enforce COVID-19 restrictions, and businesses can choose if they want to.
There will still be businesses in Mesa County that will require you to wear a mask when you come in. What I hope is that people respect that and just follow along.
Colorado's mask mandate and other restrictions remain in place, but the state has allowed counties to loosen up their rules. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Suncor Energy is promising $12 million in improvements to its Commerce City refinery in Metro Denver. CPR Sam Brash reports that follows a third-party investigation of the facility.
Suncor agreed to the investigation to settle over 100 air pollution violations with state regulators. It chose Kearney, a global consulting firm, to do the job, and state air regulators approved. The final report recommended the company rework its staff culture and training practices. Suncor Vice President Donald Austin says it intends to go further.
To improve our performance and communications so that we can begin to regain the community's trust.
The company says it's already improved part of the facility to avoid dust releases over Commerce City, but some residents are skeptical and say the company can't be trusted to regulate itself. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Coming up, a portrait of the Minnesota suburb where Dante Wright was shot by police on Sunday. Brooklyn Center update is next on All Things Considered. The Molly Brown House Museum in Denver is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a new exhibit. Some of the first tour guides are still there.
I was one of the very first tour guides. There wasn't much to tour, and there wasn't much to tell.
We'll have that story for you in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver and Colorado Springs and Pueblo, rain and snow likely tonight. Snow showers for Vail, scattered showers for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.